Welcome to the Subtle Cane Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, broadcasting from the Aorta of America, beautiful festival city, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where we pump out reason and pierce through the propaganda. Here we go. Today is Sunday, November 20th, 2022. And despite the constant hyperventilating of news models everywhere, the sun has still risen, water is still wet, and power still corrupts. Despite what you would be led to believe, there are so many reasons to be grateful and celebrate every day, even the difficult ones. Maybe especially the difficult ones, which can realistically be most of them. This is episode 40 of the Subtle Cane Podcast. Us and them? I set out a little over a year ago to engage the public in a new way, new to me in any event, by starting a podcast. I knew little to nothing about how it worked, and I had to ride the struggle bus quite a bit just to shamble along at a medium pace. This project, this mission, to question narratives and to be one more voice added to the many who are trying to bring light to some of the manipulation and corruption we are seeing has taught me very much. It's reinforced the idea that you're all out there. You're out there seeking truth and rejecting the idea that the experts are somehow more capable of choosing how you should live your lives than you are. You've all helped me see that there are more of us than them. I've also been reminded that the line between us and them is not always as clear as I would like it to be. It's always easier to have the bad guy wear the black hat and the good guy wear the white hat. It would be convenient to lump people into categories and villainize some while venerating others, but it's not really that simple all the time, is it? None of us is perfect, and all of us have fallen from grace. At the very least, we must admit our faults to ourselves, and without acknowledging our own shortcomings, we're really incapable of recognizing true growth in our own lives. It's just food for thought, as they say. I began this endeavor with a story about a philosophy professor who challenged me to see things through the eyes of those with whom I disagreed, to sift and winnow through the evidence, and to look for ways to combat my own preconceived notions. I hope that in some small way, I may have inspired you to do the same. I've been doing a lot of reflection as of late and really praying about whether or not what I am doing here is the best use of my time and energy. It has certainly been a wonderful experience, and I hope that things that I've said have challenged and encouraged all of you at some point or another. And I know this sounds like a man stepping off the stage, but really this is kind of more like the end of Act One. What I'm saying, if I'm saying anything at all, is that I've decided to take some time to figure out what the next step in this endeavor looks like. I have to admit that part of me feels like a writer stuck in a podcaster's body. But now that I've learned to enjoy and appreciate this medium, what I'm thinking will probably be used more exclusively for interviews. I'm going to be devoting some time to building a website, exploring new ways to engage with people on multiple levels, and to petition the good Lord as to what direction he actually wants me to go. That means I won't be releasing regular episodes for a while, and I can't say exactly how long. Hopefully not very. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for the support you've given me thus far, and I sincerely hope that you continue to support me as I move forward in new and exciting ways. There's some things I have to learn. I have to teach myself a little more about sound. I want to understand how to produce video content and publish a newsletter as well. If you're interested in staying informed about the progress I am making, please email me at subtlecane@protonmail.com. That's subtlecane@protonmail.com, and I will send updates as things fall into place. I will be maintaining this platform in the meantime, and probably going forward as well. When the website is ready to launch, I will publish a notification here as a new episode as well. Thank you again for allowing me the privilege of sharing your valuable time and attention. Sift and winnow, through the information you receive from any source. Be vigilant of mind and gracious of heart. Seek truth. Recognize the shadows on the wall of the cave for what they are, and always, always know that you are each unique and beautiful creations that have intrinsic value that cannot be taken away, as it is endowed upon you by the ultimate authority. I am very excited about what comes next, a little anxious about how to accomplish it, but extremely grateful for all of you. Your support has emboldened me to think bigger. I know that this may seem a bit abrupt, and I'm sure there are more graceful ways to do this, but if nothing else, I'm a guy who follows his instincts, and my instinct tells me that this is what needs to be done for the best outcome in the long term. Now I implore you, in an atmosphere that so readily fans the flames of division, to fight the urge to other those with whom you disagree. In the end, there is no us and them. We are all fallen, and we are all children of God, and we have all been given the gift of redemption through Christ. Yes, there are those who would enslave us, who would silence us, who would even see us killed. There are wicked plots and much scheming in the open and behind closed doors. But there are also people out there who get up every morning and do what it is in their power to feed the poor, calm the anxious, and bring light to the darkness. How much better could it be if we all spent less time concerned with what others are doing wrong and more time focused on what we can do right? This is the question that's been at the forefront of my mind. What else could I be doing? I'm going to end with a couple of quotes. This one by C.S. Lewis is about seeking truth. Quote, "If you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not get either comfort or truth. Only soft soap and wishful thinking to begin, and in the end, despair." End quote. Perhaps those of you who have found value in what I'm trying to do will keep an eye out for me. In the end, I hope that you are blessed in your own endeavors and in your lives are filled with meaning and joy. Who knows what God has in store for any of us? Now, trying not to wax too poetic and failing, as usual, I end with this quote by Sir Winston Churchill. Quote, "Now this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is, perhaps, the end of the beginning." For all you listening, you are valued, you are loved, and yes, you are worthy. God bless, and good night.
Back once the fire's lit, let the embers glow and be done with it. I'm startled by my lack of fear as a world I love.